one of the things that I hope that I'll be able to develop in telling my story is to include many experiences that I did, some of the things I learned about how to prepare myself for obstacles that I might face in life and others might face in life. They could learn, benefit from my experiences. And so all of these negative experiences I've talked about the disrespect for another human being and the way we're treated, there were positive lessons I learned from that. There were certain qualities that I began to develop, compassion for another human being, other things, because I see what felt like to suffer certain things, that it showed me many different examples that I hope someday I'll be able to develop my story to show all the positive things that came out of all of these negative experiences that I experienced. And one of the things that I realized too, that I think, was the government really was not really at fault for discriminating, having a discriminated army in a sense. They had no real choice, I felt, because otherwise there'd be no unity in the fighting forces. There'd be if they went against the Jim Crow practices in the South, or went against Southern positions, the Southern positions that people suddenly took. They had to have unity, and so the only way was to separate the forces, to prevent riots and things like that. And so that's one thing I like to tell people too, that don't hold any bitterness against the government, because some people still do. Even though Truman passed in 48, desegregated the army, it was still those feelings. And so that's my goal, is to put a positive spin on all negative things that I've experienced.